Yeah, but the Havaminah is though, but if an Ari or a Raganif comes and kills you, that's not called Bidei Shemayim, that's called Bidei Yodim. Because they have the choice to do it or not. So, maybe Yaakov only warned them on things Bidei Yodim. So Gemara says, no, Oto Yaakov, Aho Azar, Aho Layazar, did Yaakov only warn his sons, watch out from this and not from that? Yaakov, Ako Miliazar, Yaakov warned them on everything. Like Yaakov warned them, be careful, you're taking Binyamin now to Mitzrayim, be careful, nothing should happen. Whether it's Bidei Shemayim, whether it's Bidei Yodim, Yaakov warned the brothers, be careful, no harm should happen to him. Now the Gemara says, Betzinim Apachim Bidei Shemayim Ninu, do you call that somebody gets sick because it's too hot, or it's too cold? Is that called a Gzeres Melech, that Hashem caused it upon you? Mashmit's not something you caused upon yourself, but it's something that Hashem did to you. For a time you will learn like this, Hakol Bidei Shemayim. Any sickness that comes upon you is Bidei Shemayim. Hashem puts the sickness on you. Chutz mitzinim pachim. Achutz, if you catch a cold, or you go to a hot place, that's totally in you. You could have stopped it. Shenem, the Pasuk says, Tzinim pachim baderech ikesh. Shoyme nafshoy, yirchak mehem. A person who watches himself could stay away from tzinim pachim. Could stay away from something hot or something cold. So mashma, it's not called Bidei Shemayim, it's called something that you yourself could stop it. Like Rashi says, Chutz Mitzinim Apacha means, She'aporim She'boim B'Pshiya. Say, come because you're a Pashaya, you took off your coat in the cold weather, you caught yourself a cold. It's called, you caused it upon yourself. So why do you call these things Bidei Shemayim? V'su, and also as mashma before you held, that Ari v'ganvi b'day yodim ninu, what do you say if an Ari, if a lion comes and attacks you and kills you? Or if a ganav kills you? That's called b'day yodim, because they have the choice to do it or not. And mashmit's not called b'zeres ha-melech. Why? The Yomar Rav Yosef says, v'chein toni Rav Chiya. V'chi also learns that miyoyim shechor of Beis HaMikdash, from the time when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, afa pisha bitlu Sanhedrin, even though the Sanhedrin agdela was bottled, and Bezdin does not paskin anymore a chai b'mises b'day yodim, but you should know arba mises lebotlu, but the dinim of dalad mises still pertain, still applies. What does that mean? For the Gemara lebotlu habotlu. What do you mean it's not bottled? There's no more Bezdin. Nobody sits down to paskin that this person is chai of sreifa, this one's chai of herek, cheneg. We don't paskin any more dinim about misa. So what do you mean lebotlu? Elo, what it means to say is like this. Din arba mises lebotlu. The dinim is not botlu. What does that mean? The dinim, Rashi says, einish tugmasam. You'll still get this einish if you deserve it. Like this. Mishnas chayev skila. Let's say someone did an aveira that really deserves to get skila. But now there's no more bezdin agodul, so the bezdin doesn't pass ganois. But you know what happens? Min ha-shemayim, they'll still make sure you'll get that einish. Or einoifim min agag, either will happen is you're going to fall off a roof. Or chayev dososoy. Rosh Chayah will tear it apart, like Skila. Skila, they throw you off the roof and then they stone you. So, just like you're supposed to get Skila, you'll get it now also in another way. Right, so Mishnah is Chayah Sreifah. Somebody did an Aveira that is Chayah to get Sreifah to be burnt. Sreifah used to mean they used to pour down your throat a boiling hot lead. Is Oy Neufel Badleika. Either will happen to you is you'll be burnt, you'll fall into a fire. Or nochas machish, or else a snake will bite you up, will bite you, and its poison will burn you up. So you see, it's still called the din dalad misois. Or mishnas chayav ariga, someone's supposed to be killed with a sword. Or nimsul amalchus, either you're given over to the king that they kill you with the sword. Or listim boyim olav, or else ram davers will come and use the sword on you. Or mishnas chayav chenis, someone's supposed to be strangled. Oi toyva benor, either he'll drown in the river, which is like chenek, you drown, you're like choked to death. Oi meis bisruchnichi, you'll die with the sickness of choking to death, a type of a chenek. So kids, so why do we see that someone deserves these type of mises, so when the Ri comes and kills you, it's not the pshat, the Ri has the choice to do it or not. It's also called Bidei Shemayim. It's called the Bidei Shemayim, they were grazing upon you to die this way. So why did we say before, now Ri in the Ganav is called Bidei Yodam, that's called Bidei Shemayim. So Gemara says, Nechanami El Epech, let's change it around what we said. Ari the Ganav of Bidei Shemayim. If a person is killed by a lion or by a Ganav, that's called Bidei Shemayim. That's called, really you did an Aveira. That's Mechayev, you one of these four Mises, and you're getting it now. Mashenke ain't seen the Pachim Bidei Yodam. But if you catch a cold, or you catch a heat, That's called b'dayodim. That's called something you caused upon yourself. It's not that comes b'day shemayim. But I call upon him Yaakov. This is Abayi's pshat that Yaakov. The pasuk says Oson by Misa b'dayodon, and it says Oson that Yaakov Avinu warned the brothers to watch out. Nothing should happen to Binyamin. No Oson. No mishappening should happen. Fortune should happen to him. So Oson means b'dayodim b'day shemayim. It says the word Oson exera shava. That's from the Chunin ben Akonis pshat. That just like by Misa b'dayodim by Shchiyah Shabbos. You say, come with the Rabbinei, who was in Yom Kippur also. Even though you do a chet on Yom Kippur, there's only a chiyuv koros involved, still we say, come with the Rabbinei. That's a bayis pshat. Now the Gemara says, Rav says, no. Time of the Nechunya ben Akona. You know what his time is? Why does he say, chai the krisis? Yom Kippur is doima to Shabbos, mehocha. The Pasuk says, v'yimhelim yalimu amoritz asenayim, minishahu. If the people take their eyes off this person, v'sita mizara l'moylech, somebody gave all his children to do the avodah zarah of moylech. This Kodesh Baruch Hu says, even if Bezdin doesn't go and kill him, v'samti ani es ponav yishu, I'll take out time to take care of that person. V'mishpachtoi, v'ichrati yoisi, and I'll give him chorus, I'll kill him. That's what Hashem says. Suppose it means like this, Amru Torah, Torah saying, chorus shali, that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives somebody chorus, like takes him away before his times, is kemisa shalachem. It's like Bezdin gives misa. That's this pasuk. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'samti ani es ponav yishu, v'mishpachtoi v'ichrati yoisi. That Bezdin was supposed to kill him with a misa's Bezdin. This person did avodah zarah. If you do avodah zarah, Bezdin is supposed to kill you. So Hashem is saying, if Bezdin doesn't take care of him, and hides their eyes from this person, me, myself, Hashem, will go and kill him. So you see here the what? That Hashem is saying, my chorus is b'mokim your misa's Bezdin. This is Rabbi's pshat, the word that ma misa shalachem, potim in a tashlumim, just like when Bezdin gives somebody a chiyiv misa, when he did an aver with his chayiv misa's Bezdin, the mechal Shabbos, if you burn somebody's fields on Shabbos, since you chayiv misa for that, you're potter from paying back the money, you say, come with the rabbinei, is the afkara shali, same thing, my kara is also potim in a tashlumim, is also potim in a tashlumim. That's the way Rabbi darshins. Gemara says, Mayika ben Rav Abaya. What's the difference between Rav and Abaya? They're both Darshim Sukim that Lav Davka Mises Bezdin has a Ptur become the Rabbinei. Even Mises of B'dei Shemayim. So you can deny the difference is Zar Shochot Truma. What's going to be if a regular Yisrael eats Truma? He eats Truma, he's Chayiv Mises B'dei Shemayim when you eat Truma. Do you have to pay back the money for the Truma also or not? Is Labaya Potter. According to Abai, the Darshan from the first Pasuk, Osin, Mashma, any type of a mishappening, B'day Shemayim, you say, come with Rabbinei. Not only Yechiv Chorus, but even Yechiv Misa B'day Shemayim. If ye Truma, Yechiv Misa B'day Shemayim. Or the Rav, though, but according to Rav, Taka Chayiv. According to Rav, though, him, you be Chayiv. You be Chayiv. Because Rav says, when do I say, come with Rabbinei? Only by Chorus. If chorus is b'makim misa, you say come with the rabbinei. Like this pasuk of Ichrati, that Hashem says, I'll give him chorus. So chorus is b'makim misa's bezdin. Ma'ashenkin, if you only do a chet like yi truma, that's only a chiv misa b'dei shemayim, that's not so strong as chorus, you don't say come with the rabbinei. So that's not communion between Abaye and Rava. In a case where a zar, a regular Yisrael, eats truma, he has a chiv misa b'dei shemayim, and then the question is, does he have to pay back the money or not? Yeah. So Gemara says now, well, Abaya Potter, the true current of Abaya, Yitaka Potter. The Yomar Rav Chizda says, Moidu Rav Nechunya ben Akona, that Begoyin of Chelbo Shechaveru V'yochlu Shechai Shechvan Aschai B'gnei B'kodem Shemol Adi Yitzichelev. I'm the Yitzichelev, but Begoyin of Chelbo Shechaveru V'yochlu.
Well, this is the beginning of a new sugya. We'll leave this for tomorrow night, Mr. Shem. All right, we'll stop here.